I'm Katie Gilkey with today's Land and Livestock Report. This time of year, there are junior livestock shows happening all around our region. Last week was the 82nd annual Spokane Junior Livestock Show. Longtime Hereford and Angus breeder Bill Bennett attended his first junior show in Spokane as a 9-year-old with a 690-pound commercial shorthorn steer in 1937. Since that time, his kids, grandkids, and now his great-grandkids have shown steers in the beef arena. Bennett reflects on the 8 decades that he's been involved.
Well, it's a great show to come to. It's always the same old. Kids are leading steers, and steers are leading kids, and they changed the type from, in my time, they've probably changed them 4 times. It's something that parents like to do for their kids, and like the, they probably get as much out of it or more than the kids.
One of Bennett's highlights of showing at the Spokane Junior Show was having the Grand Champion steer in 1945, as well as the Grand Champion and Reserve Champion pen of 5 steers. He says,
got $2 a pound for the Champion steer. That was during the war. They had pens of 5 so they could get more beef. Oh, there'd have been 1,000 head of steers that year, yeah.
A big thank you also goes out to those businesses and individuals that step up to support these junior livestock auctions by purchasing the animals. That's today's Land and Livestock Report. I'm Katie Gilkey. Thanks for listening to the Ag Information Network of the West.